Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the October Board of Education meeting. At this time, I'd just like to ask you to all to mute your lines and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Following the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll have a moment of silence to remember the 210,000 people that have died from Corona and for our fallen maintenance worker from the Dutch Broadway School, Kevin Enerjit. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening again, and Ms. Delahanty, let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. At this time, I'll ask for approval of the regular meeting of September 15th and the special meeting of September 25th.
Mafia have a motion, moves.
Moved Mafia by Mafia. Moves.
Second
battle briquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, battle briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Papers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Am I willing?
Meagle, aye.
Motion carries. Again, good evening. Welcome to our meeting, our virtual meeting. The governor's actually extended the virtual meetings process going forward into the future, so the scope of the question. I'd like to continuously thank Mr. Rosner for his ongoing efforts to maintain our buildings, maintain the safety in the buildings, and working with the Department of Health to trace and quarantine the necessary classes, administrators, teachers, and students across the district, as the number of cases have continued to crop up across the district. At this time, there's no report from the Sewanika Central High School District. The district continues to maintain the protocols of the hybrid program as well, and there have been several positive cases across the district, but the district, again, as are we, are following all the Department of Health criteria and guidance to make sure that staff and students remain safe. At this time, I'll turn the mic to my vice president for her remarks.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I would like to thank Mr. Rosner, all of the building principals and staff for a wonderful second day of full remote. I'm so excited. I think the kids are very excited as well. I also just will ask that the entire Elmont community keeps the family of Kevin Enerjit in their prayers at this time. Other than that, I have nothing else to report. Thank you, Mr. Jaime. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Is there any correspondence? No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. I have two items, two action items for the board in this report. The board convened at 6:15 this evening, and from 6:15 till about 20 after 7, they met as the audit committee for the board and received reports from the auditors Naraki and the internal auditors, the Abrams firm. As a result of that, the audit committee recommended acceptance of certain documents to the board, and I'm going to bring those recommendations to the board now for adoption. I will ask for a motion to accept the report of the independent auditor, the financial statements, supplementary information, management discussion and analysis, and related reports for the year ended June 30, 2020. That's what was prepared by Naraki and Company. The internal auditor conducted their audit and their report asked the board to approve their corrective action plan, to accept the their report on cash management, their report on information technology. These are all separate reports. Their audit risk and assessment report, their plan for the internal audit report on cash management, their plan for the internal audit report on information technology, and their plan, that is their corrective action plan for risk assessment in their risk assessment update report, and to accept the change in the addition of our intention to have the district treasurer's check signing or the deputy treasurer's check signing included in the agenda for the July board meeting at the reorganization. I ask for a motion, Mr. Hyman.
I have a motion to accept the audit committee report by the Board of Education with the corrective actions as noted by our school attorney.
Mafia moved.
I have a second, please.
Kantara moved.
Moved by Mafia, second Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Papers, aye.
Am I, Willie? All right.
Mafia, aye.
Meagle, aye.
Motion carries.
I have one more item, and that is I request an executive session to follow this meeting to discuss matters appropriate to executive session, which may be followed by an open public session, but may or may not be followed by a public session after the executive session ends.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to adjourn into executive session immediately following this public meeting?
Mafia moved.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Moved by Mafia, second by Capers. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Burkett.
Aye, Kantara.
Aye, Capers.
Am I Willie?
Mafia, aye.
Meagle, aye.
Motion carries.
That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the Director of Pupil Personnel, Stephanie Muller.
We wanted to give an update on the opening of school and how things are going. There are currently 108 special education students in the elementary district, 18 newly enrolled in the last month. As you read, Osner's meetings, the needs of our special education students were taken into account when we began to plan for the reopening, and we were able to offer our self-contained and MBA classes from the beginning of September 10th, five-day week in-person classes. There are currently self-contained students, first room, and receiving therapy and being able to come into school every day as of this week. We also have 109 self-contained co-teaching and resource room students enrolled in our virtual academy. All of our students, virtual and in-person, are being provided with their related services. Whenever possible, The clinicians from the student's home school are providing the counseling and or speech language therapy services. We would like our clinicians and the students to continue their relationships with their building personnel and hope that at some point when the students are able to safely return to school, those relationships will continue to be productive. Our mental health support team, support staff, school counselors, psychologists, social workers, and nurses, as well as our classroom teachers, teacher aides, and administrative, whether they're in the virtual academy or in our school buildings, spent the first few weeks concentrating on the social emotional skills and assisting our students to transition back to school. All of our team members have reached out to our parents and continue to be available on a daily basis. Parent training workshops have begun and will continue to be offered throughout the year. Please continue to check our school website for more information. Overall, our students have done well, whether they have been in the virtual academy or in person. We are teaching our students the importance of flexibility and resilience during these difficult times. We are modeling for our students that change is okay and that they are never alone. Our Elmont community is always there for them. And now we have Dr. Garcia.
All right. Buenas noches, everyone. Good evening. Just wanted to thank Mr. Jaime and the board and the community for giving us this opportunity. We wanted to just give you some updates curriculum-wise. As Mr. Rosner had promised, originally the team reevaluated the reentry plan. And as of Monday, we were able to happily bring in our hybrid students to 5 days of in-person instruction without wavering of our safety protocols. That includes the 6 feet distancing, the mandatory mask wearing, the staggering of entrances and exits at our buildings, and ensuring the proper hand hygiene. This month, our teachers and students have been celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month through incorporating culturally enriched lessons that demonstrate the various Latino cultures that many of our own scholars represent. Many of the work has been displayed throughout the buildings, and our virtual students have been exposed to numerous books as well on this. Regarding a social-emotional learning curriculum, we've actually purchased the book, which was recommended by Mr. Jaime for our teachers. It's called Wearing a Mask Says I Love You. It exposes the students to a child-friendly way of understanding why we're wearing a mask during this pandemic. The book has been the center of many engaging lessons. In fact, Mr. Rosner, Mr. Spinato, and myself actually were invited to one of the virtual academy teachers' classrooms, which completed the project, and they actually did a PBL showcasing this work, and they actually used iMovie, keynotes, screen recordings, and pic collages for their presentations. The presentations were just outstanding, very creative. So I just want to thank Mr. Jaime for their recommendation. And lastly, I just wanted to bring to your attention the resources that were created by a team of administrators to provide parents with key resources tied to specific standards that need to be addressed to fill in the learning gaps that were results from our schools being closed back in March. These valuable resources come out of a parent input that we actually had during our subcommittees, during our reentry plan. So one of the things you can do is actually go to the website. It's on the main page under the parent resource banner and actually aligns every grade there. So it's very easy to access and it's actually translatable as well. And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Spinato.
Thank you again, and hello, Elmont community, and I'd like to send a thank you to the Board of Education. I'd like to provide a brief update for Virtual Academy. Currently, there are over 1,600 students enrolled in our Virtual Academy. That includes 80 faculty members that service those students. Five new special education co-teachers were added to work with our students with special needs. Three additional classroom teachers in grades 3, 5, and 6 were added to help alleviate some of the class size numbers in those grade levels, as well as 4 special area teachers, and that includes a newly added PE teacher that will be working with our students for physical education. Schedules for the Virtual Academy were designed specifically to engage students at various grade levels, and all of the instruction provided our students are by Elmont certified teachers through our digital platform for Seesaw and live Zoom instruction for our students. Once again, I'd like to thank the board and the Elmont community for giving us an opportunity to present again tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report. Before that, does any board members have any questions for Ms. Muller, Dr. Garcia, or Mr. Spinato?
None at this time.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Community, I hope everyone is doing well. October is School Board Appreciation Month. And here in Elmont, I can tell you that we appreciate our school board members more than just October, but this is the month that we get to celebrate. So I personally would like to say thank you to our 7 school board members who are dedicated people to the education and the social well-being of all of the children and their families here in Elmont. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all of your support as we navigate these challenging times together. This is a non-paid position. I don't know if you like to hear that, but it is a non-paid position. They volunteer hours upon hours a week. And this is our time to say thank you. We really appreciate you. And we put something together for you. Normally, we would have everybody coming here with children from each of the schools to present you with something. Obviously, we have some constraints with that, but we feel that we have something special for you. So, Mr. Spinato, if you want to share your screen, and please turn up your volumes for all the community members and enjoy.
Ms. Capers, a big thank you from the students of Alden Terrace. Thank you for teaching us how to fly and always aim high.
For making split-second decisions for the benefit of the community to ensure we succeed.
What's more special than you ever know?
Mr. Jaime, as the Board of Education President, we thank you for being an everyday hero and making the Elmont student success a priority. By volunteering hundreds of hours, you are helping to lay the foundation of our dream. A vision that inspires me to run for Board of Education President or even the President of the United States. Thank you from Zoe Nip and the Claire H. Carlson community.
Hi, Mr. Jaime. My name is Oscar Jimenez. I am a student at Claire H. Carlson of the Investigating College class. I really appreciate all the work you do, so I made a rap song for you. Hope you enjoy it. This is dedicated to Mr. Jaime. Listen up, everyone sit down and get behind me. He's the man, our leader, and board of ed president. His love for our district is always evident. Someone is his home and the focus of my life. Did you even know that he volunteers all this time? We appreciate you and everything you do. On behalf of Claire Carlson, we say thank you.
Hello, Mr. Jaime. My name is Evne Curry, and I am a 6th grader from the Claire Carlson School. I am a virtual student studying from home, but wanted to express my appreciation for all that you do for our district. Here is a portrait I made for you on my school iPad using the Sketches app. I hope you like it.
Dr. Cantara, you've been so kind and generous.
I don't know how you keep on giving. For your kindness, we are in debt to you.
Business, my adoration for everything you've done. We're bound. We're bound to thank you for it. You have been so kind and generous. I don't know how you keep on giving.
In debt to you. We could have never come this far without you.
And everything you have done, you know we are bound to thank you for it.
We want to thank you for the many gifts you give.
We want to thank you for your generosity and the love, the honesty you give us. We want to thank you, show our gratitude, our respect for you. We want to thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cantara, for doing everything for us this school year, especially because we're in a pandemic. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the technology, too.
Thank you, Dr. Cantara, for everything you do for us and providing us with the best education as possible.
Thank you, Dr. Cantara, for being a voice for the children of Elmont.
Thank you for your dedication and service on our
We are Elmont's family. Elmont's family is
Dr.
start this story. One day, a man was walking up along the beach when he noticed a boy picking something up and gently throwing it into the ocean. Approaching the boy, he asked, "What are you doing?" The youth replied, "Throwing starfish back into the ocean. The surf is up. The tide is going out. If I don't throw them back, they'll die." "Son," the man said, "don't you realize there are miles and miles of beach and hundreds of starfish? You can't make a difference." After listening politely, the boy bent down, picked up another starfish and threw it into the surf.
Then, smiling at the man, he said, "I made a difference for that one." Thank you, Mr. McGuali and the rest of the Board of Education for making a difference for all of us.
Thank you for everything you do for me and the children of Elmont.
Thank you for your kindness. You care so much about our schools. In you, we have such trust. Elmont is the best. For this, we thank you so. All the time, our love will always show. Gotham Avenue is so proud to have you on our team. All your effort and your work help us reach our dream. We hope you will always know your love for us has helped us grow. Thank you so much, Miss Bill Burkett. Thanks to you, we are the best. Thank you from Gotham Avenue School.
What is a strong woman? A woman of substance. A woman of pride. A woman who is able to put petty things aside. A woman of integrity. A woman of love. A woman who is worthy of the treasure from above. A woman who is genuine. A leader in every way. Thank you, Gotham Avenue School.
Thank you, Mr. Nico. You are wonderful. Hello, my name is Matthew Quintero. Here is a poem just for you. The key to our success rests with you, who have a personality of greatness. By saying, yes, I can, and you can. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, Mr. Mafia. You're amazing.
I'm Rebecca Kettner, and this is a poem for you. You are appreciated. You go the extra distance and it shows. You are appreciated. I just want you to know. You give special care in all things which you do. Your caring and kindness is noticed. It's true. You help make a difference, and I wish to say, I am truly thankful in so many ways. I appreciate the things that you do. Sincerely, I mean this. I truly thank you. Thank you.
Thank you to the members of the Board of Education. Those are our beautiful children. That is why we come in every day. And much appreciated to all of you. I'm going to begin my report. I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absences, professional appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 1 through 3.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 3.
Moved
by Amigwali, second by Kantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
I battle for Kent.
Hi, Kantara.
When
you were planning
an effort to link Trump to Russia
and
the mob, would you have an investigation
to
look and see if
one of
them was true?
Mafia, aye.
Meikle,
aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absences, civil service appointments, changes in status, termination, resignations, and retirements as noted on pages 4 through 6.
Have a motion to approve pages 4 through 6, please.
MIY move.
Mafia move, second.
Move Emigwali, second Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Ken Tara.
Capers, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education and the Pre-K Special Education.
I have a motion to receive page 7.
And my word.
Mafia, second.
Moved by Battle Briquette, second by Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Cantara, aye.
Aye, Capers.
Aye, Asher Sherry.
Mafia, aye.
Amaya Welly, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 3 through 6, noted on page 8.
I have a motion to approve page 8.
Move Battle Briquette.
Mafia, second.
Moved by Battle Briquette, second by Mafia. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
MIY, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Page 9, items 1 through 5 are noted for the minutes.
Page 9 is so noted for the minutes.
Seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 10.
I have a motion to approve page 10.
Moved, Meikle.
Cantara.
Second, Mafia.
Moved by Meikle, second by Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
My way, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 11.
I have a motion to receive page 11.
Mafia moved.
Second, Battle Briquette.
Move Mafia, second Battle Briquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
Aye, Willie, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meikle, aye.
Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve other approvals and authorizations 4A through 4C on page 12.
Have a motion to approve page 12.
Battle Briquette.
Cantara, aye.
Moved by Battle Briquette, second by Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
Capers, aye.
I'm out really, aye.
Mafia, aye.
Aye, Meikle.
Motion carries.
On page 13, items A through I are noted for the minutes, as well as page 14, the vandalism tallies for September 2020.
Page 13 and 14 are so noted for the minutes.
I mean, that concludes my report. I just want to say thank you to the entire Elmont staff, whether you're a teacher or you work in the cafeteria, the office, security, transportation, whatever it may be, our nurses. You are doing an outstanding job of teaching and keeping our children and our families safe. I'm very, very proud of all of you. Keep your heads up. Keep smiling under those masks, and we'll get through this together. So thank you very much to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'd also like to just acknowledge World Teacher Day. That was earlier in the week. And Custodian Day. That was earlier in the week as well. Without those two groups of people, our schools wouldn't run as effectively as they do. So on behalf of the board and myself, I thank them all and wish them all a good night. Is there any... Well, under old business, I'll say that Friday, October 9th, is the last day to register to vote in the November 3rd election. And also, I'd like to remind the Elmont community that the 2020 census is still open, and you have until October 31st to complete your census via phone, via the internet, or via the paper-based application that was sent. So I encourage everyone, because I believe at the last time I checked, Elmont was only at a 60% response rate, and we need that rate to be a lot higher than 60% to ensure the funding, the proper funding for not only the schools, but everything else that we enjoy in the community. So please complete that. And I would also like to offer, if there's anyone that has, you know, issues with responding because they don't have a computer to respond on, I would ask that they contact their local school so that we could help you arrange to use a school computer to respond, of course, socially distance. And so is there any new business? Is there any items for legislation? Items for future consideration? So our next regular Board of Education meeting will be Tuesday, November 10th at 7:30. And it, again, will be a virtual platform. And, again, I encourage anyone that if you have any questions to email the superintendent or the district clerk, and we will promptly get back to you. Before I close, I'd also, again, like to thank the entire PTA at all the buildings for their continued support of Mr. Rosner and the students of the school district. So, again, thank you, all of you. And at this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn into executive session.
Moved, Mafia.
Moved by Mafia, second by Battle Briquette. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye, Battle Briquette.
Aye, Cantara.
It is aye.
Am I willing? Aye.
Mafia, aye.
Meagle, aye. Good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good night. Good night, Mr. Harper. And everyone have a great evening.
Thank you.